listener production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Change the Date protesters have declared Australia Day is dead during rallies across the country today. The Voice to Parliament has also been brought into the spotlight. Sydney March organiser Ian Brown has told the ABC he doesn't believe it reflects the true wants and needs of Indigenous communities.
Our old people weren't marching in the streets demanding a voice to government, a voice to Parliament. Our old people marching in the street asking for true recognition of our sovereignty.
A lucky escape for two people on board a seaplane in Queensland that crash-landed into water off the Gold Coast. They managed to escape injury after landing upside down in the Jumpin' Pin Channel between South and North Stradbroke Island. The cause of the crash is yet to be determined. A 21-gun salute rung out over Canberra for today's official citizenship ceremony. Similar events have happened all around the country, with more than 19,000 people today being welcomed as Australian citizens. Governor-General David Hurley says they'll have to up their game for next year.
Prime Minister, we need to add one more part to the ceremony, and that is issuing Rabbitohs memberships to each new citizen. So we should work on that next year.
Overseas, the US has confirmed it'll send battle tanks to Ukraine to help with the ongoing war against Russia. President Joe Biden announcing 31 tanks will be supplied to Kyiv, but says delivery will take some time. Police in WA's Kimberley have managed to relocate a crocodile that's been roaming through Fitzroy Crossing after the floods. The 3-metre beast returned to a nearby waterway. In sport, Aussie duo Rinky Hijikata and Jason Kubler are through to the men's doubles final at the Oz Open after a straight sets victory. Kubler telling Nine it's chaos when they're on the court together, but it seems to work.
It's funny because at some stages we're just yelling at each other, you know, like, I don't even know what he's saying, I don't know what I'm saying, and we're just yelling, so... Like, there's heaps of energy, and we sort of both play better when there's more energy.
And later today in the cricket, the Aussie women's T20 side takes on Pakistan in game 2 after winning the first game by 8 wickets this week.